Thank you, Henry. I think all of us know, wherever we come from, that when you have the head of your institute, Henry Yang, come to your function, it makes it very special. And he and Dilling throughout, his wife Dilling, throughout this campus, we will see them. We will see them when the girls' basketball team plays. We will see them at the NCAAs when they play. We will see him in the classroom. We will see him at ITP. He's made it part of his mission on the campus to be one of us. And Henry, it's always so special to see you, and to see you today, I was surprised, and have you and Dilling is special. Anyway, thank you. So what are we going to do today? What we're doing today, I suppose, is what you do sometimes if many things have been happening and somehow the day comes and you're to go in and lecture. And I think we know the feeling. We're going to try and make it up as we go. We hope very much it will be fun, and we hope very much that you will interrupt, ask questions as we go, that we try and talk about what is superconductivity. And we're going to start by several talks about what is superconductivity, what's the phenomena, what are the materials. We'll move on from there to see some of the experiments that have been done on these new materials that so shocked us in 86 and 87 when Bednords and Mueller discovered what we now call the high-temperature superconductors. Then in the afternoon, we're going to move on to, well, what's happened? We've had, I'm not sure, 13 years, 14 years. Where is it? Why aren't we levitating our trains and sending power into New York City and listening to your brain waves? So we're going to talk about that, and Paul Grant is here from EPRI, Electric Power Research Institute, and will be telling us about that. And Robin Cantor is here from Los Alamos. Robin runs a small company in Los Alamos that makes squids, which we'll learn a little about, and sells them to people doing heart and brain and other type of research, non-invasive looking at people using the high-temperature superconductors, and we'll see something called Mr. Squid. And again, as we go, bear with us, because we're about to move into the land of wave-particle duality, and how come particles, which we all know about, behave as waves, and under what circumstances they do. And it's fine if they behave as waves in atoms. That's small, that's okay. But what if they start behaving like waves in big objects, macroscopic quantum effects? And then we're moving into this different world that we hope to share with you today, and we're so very glad you came. So our first speaker this morning is going to be Laura Green. Laura Green got her PhD at Cornell. She was at Bell Labs in Belcore, and she's now a professor at the University of Illinois. And Laura, you're on.
Thank you very much.
If I can get you wired.